best thing about Apple Music is that its basics are super easy to understand, and there will always be updates as long as the service stands. Apple Music is an app that is built into the iOS and offers users up to 4 ways when it comes to interacting with music. Hence, it has more to offer than the previous music app. These 4 aspects include the following. Streaming. Apple has a new Spotify-style way of streaming known as the Marquee, a feature used in Apple Music. Now that streaming has taken over as the main purchase of music, Apple has implemented this into its iOS service. This design involves radio, curation, and Connect. Is it similar to iTunes Radio? These 2 services are not the same thing, as iTunes Radio is a service for radio streaming where the user can create stations that include their favorite music or artists, but do not have control over the song they can hear or be able to save it offline. Apple Music, on the other hand, works more like Spotify, which is a completely user-controlled jukebox. This app is used on iOS rather than a mobile app, but Android users can rely on a new standalone app, which will replace the Beats Music app for Android. Windows users can use it via iTunes, but there won't be any native Windows Phone app currently available. The music service costs $9.99 per month if you are an individual user, but for families with up to 6 people, you will need $14.99 per month. It comes with a 3-month free trial for new users after signing up. But if you don't want to sign up, you can still use the service as a songs library from your computer. Apple Music uses Apple ID to log into the service, but you can also use it offline provided you have an Apple Music subscription. The combination of iTunes, iPod, and Apple has had a positive effect on everyday life, especially within the last decade and a half or so. For the music lovers, this has been a great transformation altogether. And while this is just one of the many changes along the way, although the iPod was not the first device of its kind in the market, it came with numerous benefits altogether. The device has impressed in the market so far, thanks to the ability it offers the users to bring with them an entire collection of the music they like without having to carry a load of CDs wherever they went. Well, iPod changed all the impossibilities and is doing a lot better even with all the other options around. iTunes came into the picture at the turn of the decade. However, it was not well known since it was SoundJam MP back then until Apple changed it into iTunes in 2001. The original version was not capable of offering music downloads or transferring music to the iPod. And then Jukebox, which would help people listen to any music ever recorded, wherever they were, or whenever they wanted to. Most companies jumped into copying it, but most of them failed as the music industry lawsuits took a toll on them. Privacy took center stage as there were no viable legal options. iTunes Store came to change all this in 2003, as it offered prices for most albums and some reasonable digital rights management schemes as well. The growth that iTunes saw from an upstart digital music store to become the world's leading music retailer in just 8 years confirmed the need for change. Consumers bought more music than ever before, replacing major music stores that were in existence. Furthermore, iTunes changed the consumer's way of interacting with media. Everyone expects to get their favorite media whenever they want it. The music market took yet another turn, with the sales of downloads dwindling and streaming taking over. Users had another option where they could pay for monthly subscriptions rather than owning music, so they had the chance to access any music they wanted. The new version was a better upgrade of the jukebox, which was the inspiration behind iTunes and Napster. Spotify and other major streaming players had tons of users, some reaching millions, but Apple was still tucked on its download approach using iTunes. Apple stepped into the new age of things in 2015 when it launched its Apple Music and brought with it numerous advantages for its users. The company is now in stiff competition with Spotify. Apple has come a long way in the transformation of music, growing in leaps and bounds to the current way of streaming, which has so far proved to be one of the most appreciated means. It is only a matter of time before the company or industry tries pushing things a notch higher. And with the competition so tough, it is apparent that advancements in the way users can enjoy music could be coming sooner than expected. Chapter 1. Signing up for Apple Music. The best thing about Apple Music is that you won't need to install a separate app or go to any website, as is the case with most other services. The app is integrated into the iOS device's music app as well as iTunes on PCs or Macs. As such, all music that you want to stream on the library or save for use with offline playback will be integrated into the music library that you have or in other sources. Another interesting fact about the service is that you will get almost limitless options of music that you can stream. Apple Music offers curated streaming radio stations as Beats One, as well as custom playlists that are made to suit your taste, and then the ability to follow your top artists. Above all, there's a 3-month free trial service that you can try to see if it's perfect for you. If you are ready to sign up for the service, you will need a device running iOS 8.4, have an Apple ID, and a debit or credit card that is on file with Apple.